Palestinians were outraged following reports that Israeli police forcibly evicted hundreds of Muslim worshippers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Jerusalem. It is the third holiest shrine in Islam. Palestinian medical sources say that dozens of worshippers were injured by rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas after Israeli policemen stormed the mosque. Palestinians contended that extremist Jewish worshippers were set to slaughter goats at the mosque compound in an ancient Passover ritual. Such attempts in the past have led to violence. Ismail Maslamani is a political activist based in Jerusalem. Maslamani told Pacifica that Israeli police are fueling further escalation.
Palestinians have always encountered Israeli violence. Israelis' only objective is to impose Israeli sovereignty over the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Israel is dragging the region to a large explosion that includes the West Bank and Gaza, and I believe that the Al-Aqsa Mosque is a red line for the Palestinian resistance.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that Israel guarantees a freedom of worship for all faiths and that his government will not allow extremists to change the status quo in the holy place. Meanwhile, the ruling Hamas party in Gaza and other armed resistance groups are warning against a violation of Muslim exclusive right to pray at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Under thinly celebrated rules, Jews and Christians can visit the site but not to pray there. Earlier in the morning, Israeli police prevented dozens of extremist Jewish worshippers from slaughtering goats there. Hazem Qasim is a spokesperson for Hamas in Gaza. Qasim spoke to dozens of Hamas supporters in Gaza City during a rally organized by Hamas.
We would like to assert that our Palestinian people is no doubt the victorious in this battle. Our people owns the history, the place, and the time, and this newcomer settler Jewish has no place on this land.
Since a Tuesday, armed resistance groups in Gaza have fired several rockets from Gaza into nearby Israeli towns amidst continued mediation efforts by regional players, including Egypt and Qatar. The developments in the region are a reminder of a 2021's Ramadan month, in which similar circumstances sparked an 11-day Israeli war on Gaza in response to rocket fire on Israeli towns and cities. 260 Palestinians and a dozen Israelis died. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari, in Gaza.